From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In Europe today, there was new support for possible U.S. attacks on targets in Afghanistan. NATO Secretary General George Robertson said the Allies now have compelling evidence pointing to the involvement of Osama bin Laden in last month's attacks. And British Prime Minister Tony Blair has delivered his sternest warning yet to the Taliban regime in Kabul, telling them to brace for attacks. From London, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
From Belgium to Britain, the message for the Taliban was that it would pay a heavy price. At NATO headquarters in Brussels, Lord Robertson declared that the alliance had concluded last month's terror attacks were directed from abroad, and therefore would be regarded as an attack on each ally. In an address before the Labour Party in Brighton, England, Tony Blair prepared the British people for a coming military conflict.
Whatever the dangers of the action we take, the dangers of inaction are far, far greater.
Blair left no question who the target of the action would be: Osama bin Laden, his network Al-Qaeda, and the Taliban rulers who sponsor them. Taliban authorities today repeated their refusal to turn over bin Laden without seeing evidence of his complicity. But in the boldest terms of the military run-up yet, Blair laid out what is in store for the regime that is propping up the Saudi-born terrorist leader.
In any action, the aim will be to eliminate their military hardware, cut off their finances, disrupt their supplies, target their troops, not civilians. We will put a trap around the regime. And I say to the Taliban, surrender the terrorists or surrender power. That is your choice.
Blair bitterly denounced the Afghan regime, saying it was founded on fear and funded by the drug trade. And he answered critics in his own war-wary party, who say that military action may be premature.
If they could have murdered not 7,000, but 70,000, does anyone doubt they would have done so and rejoiced in it? So there is no compromise possible with such people. There's no meeting of minds, no point of understanding with such terror. Just a choice. Defeat it or be defeated by it. And defeat it we must.
Blair promised that the West would not abandon the people of Afghanistan, whose lives have been crushed by 20 years of dislocation and want. And the most stalwart U.S. ally decried those both in the Arab world and the West who have excused the terrorists by saying the United States was somehow to blame for the attacks on it. Blair said the U.S., though not without faults, was worthy of admiration.
But I think of the Union of America, born out of the defeat of slavery. I think of a black man, born in poverty, who became chief of their armed forces and is now Secretary of State Colin Powell, and I wonder, frankly, whether such a thing could have happened here.
Blair's address before the Labour Party faithful was an ambitious call to use the terrorist attacks on the United States to rethink the world's most pressing problems. Let us reorder the world around us, Blair said, and referred to international cooperation on global warming, poverty in Africa, and peace in the Middle East. Blair said, for those who lost their lives September 11th and those who mourn them, let that be their memorial. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.